However, our strange-faced friend's platonic love of little kiddies continued unabated until his beyond weird performance of Earth Song at the 1996 Brit Awards.
Earth Song is all about Michael's absolutely insane megalomaniac notion of himself as Messiah. It's so grotesque. This guy who needs healing more than most of us do is putting himself up there as some kind of Jesus-like creature who is trying to heal sick children. It's quite astonishing that somebody who had been through the allegations of child abuse should choose to depict himself like that.
Jarvis Cocker took such offence at this latest instalment of wacko weirdness that he decided to perform his own special moonwalk in protest.
I think what Jarvis Cocker did was such a brilliantly honest and spontaneous reaction to something that was grotesque. And I will love Jarvis forever for doing that.
I haven't got a personal vendetta against Michael Jackson. I mean, anybody who invents moonwalk is all right by me. It was just that one particular performance that I thought was in bad taste, and that's why I did what I did.
Respected him when he was a proper artist, before he started getting into all this cosmetic surgery shit. When he was in a Jackson 5, he was a genius. Now he's just a fucking freak, man.
He's bringing joy to people's lives and the suffering of children around the world, and people don't see the good that he's done. That's what I look at, because he's not throwing women off balconies.
Indeed. And next weird stop for the King of Pop was marriage to Presley pup Lisa Marie. But it wasn't long before Lisa was traded in for an older model. Step forward, Jacko's skin nurse, Debbie Rowe, who, as well as tending to his ever-changing boat, bore him two little kiddies to call his very own.
Debbie Rowe doesn't even look like a corn-fed Miss Midwesterner. She's just like an ugly older woman. You know, not I shouldn't say ugly. She's not ugly. She's just extremely plain.
I don't think you've ever heard Michael Jackson saying, "I'm madly in love with Debbie Rowe." I think we kind of just knew that this was a way for him to have children.
He's a great dad now. I asked him, "Michael, now that you have a son, do you know how to change diapers and everything? I was going to teach him." And he said, yes, he practiced on his monkey, Bubbles.
Things may have been tough for Wacko, but at least he had his mates to fall back on, including the owner of this massive Egyptian corner shop.
You love the place. After the store closed, let's say after 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, he come with me, spend 4 or 5 hours going around, spending a lot of money. He loved the toy department because he'll buy a lot of toys. And also, he loved football, and he heard that I bought Fulham Football Club. I say, yes, and we have a match next week. You like that then? He say, yes, please. It was a great show for the fans to see that Michael Jackson appreciate Fulham. After that, he said, can I see the player? I say, the player now in their changing room, just getting ready. He said, I just like to see what type of players. I say, fine, come on. We gone in, and half of them are in news. And then I shout and say, boys, cover yourself. Cover your woolies. Michael Jackson is coming.